Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for one of our biggest nights of the year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 26th. It's a night of stakes action featuring the top Calbreds in the country. Top races include the Governor's Cup Futurity, led by the Grade 1 stakes placed filly French Valley, and the ageless Cattail Cove, expected to chase his eighth career stakes race. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Remember, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations during the Del Mar meet, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You're going to be flying on an airplane.
catching a fast train or jumping in your car.
Come on, Gilmore.
Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf down the old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf. Where the turf meets the surf down the old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
All right now.
Down at old Del Mar.
It's a summer tradition. Opening day at Del Mar is Friday, July 18th. First post time is 2 p.m. Get involved in our famous hat contest. Limited seating is available. Go to dmcc.com for details. Big bets, fast horses, celebrating in style. Welcome back to where the turf meets the surf. Welcome back to Del Mar.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at old Del Mar.
There they go. O'Hara lost to Ryder. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Daytime Thoroughbred Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. First post time through July 6th is at 1 p.m. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you may be and wherever you're listening, either here in L.A. on AM 830 or anywhere in the world at thoroughbredla.com. Listen, in terms of live racing today in Southern California, head over to Los Alamitos tonight. First post, 5:15, a pick six carryover of more than 16,000. Eight races on tap under the lights at Los Alamitos. We are entering this morning for opening day at Del Mar, and they're looking for a big three-day opener down there. We're going to have Del Mar's longtime vice president of racing, Tom Robbins, joining us momentarily. A lot to talk about. The Belmont at Saratoga Festival in the books. The July 4th Festival of Racing at Saratoga in the books, by the way, year to year, up $120 million over last year. The regular Saratoga meet now underway. Unfortunately, Mother Nature having a lot to say about things. Boy, a ton of scratches yesterday due to rain, and we understand more of it today. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Seats. Hey, John, we just spoke, so I don't have to ask you how you're doing. I know you're looking for good betting opportunities, and because of the scratches wrought by the rain, they're just tough to find right now in upstate New York.
Well, Friday and Saturday were total disasters, Mike. They had a bunch of four-horse fields. People weren't happy. Today, all the races are off the grass with the exception of the stake race. However, only one four-horse field. The rest of the field's actually pretty good. They stayed intact. Yeah. No rain expected till after the races today. And listen, you know, you can't argue with Mother Nature, but she totally came in and messed things up. You know, it's sad. People save money all year to get to come up to Saratoga for a week or a weekend, whatever it is, and they come up here and this is what they get. Again, you can't blame anyone. It's no one's fault. It's just very unfortunate. And as great as Belmont Week was here and July 4th, a weekend. Those were great, but the real Saratoga started on Thursday. Thursday was fine, but Friday and Saturday, both total disasters.
Yeah.
As far as handle is concerned, everything was way down, and it just wasn't good. There's no way to sugarcoat it, Mike. It was horrible.
Yeah, it's funny, and I really enjoy watching the people, everybody that contributes on the Naira broadcast on Fox. And, you know, they noted we're off the inner turf at Saratoga. They're running on the Mellon course, which is outside the inner, and it was called yielding. I know we had bad conditions, but we had a mega grade one race yesterday in the Duncan Diana. And the splits were, I got the half in 48 and 2, 3 quarters, 112 and 3. And then, John, the final time, Flavion Pratt and Excellent Truth and Irish Bread came home a mile and 1/8 and 147 and 1. So, I mean, I know those are top mares, but, boy, it didn't seem that far off.
No, the turf really, it didn't look that bad, but you know, Listen, it's early in the meet, so obviously they're trying to protect it. And you talk about that race, Mike. I mean, she feels pretty, as good as they get. And Pratt wrote Excellent Truth for Chad Brown, who, by the way, now won this race 9 out of the last 10 years. And he's won this stake race 10 years.
10 total.
During his career. Yeah, 10 total. And what a ride Pratt put on.
It was phenomenal.
It was
had
unbelievable.
Two of, in my opinion, the all-time greats. And people might say, well, Pratt hadn't been around. I'm sorry. In my opinion, he is already one of the all-time greats. And they went at it. And to me, the favorite, no excuses. She ran huge. She appeared to have the winner, Excellent Truth, who, you know, hadn't won in two stateside starts for Chad Brown. But, I mean, you saw Pratt get busy on the inside. Those are two great riders, two grade one horses. And I know with all the scratches and everything else, you know, we didn't have the betting opportunities. But, boy, everybody there, they saw one big-time performance in that grade one Diana yesterday, John.
It really was. And again, you got to give – Pratt won the race. Pratt made the difference.
I agree.
He made sure that she, you know, right out of the gate, he put her in the race. He wasn't going to drop back and have to come from way out of it like his uncoupled stablemate with Dynamic Pricing did. And Dynamic Pricing, of the two Chad Brown horses, honestly, I thought, and a lot of other people thought, was the right Chad Brown horse. But no, Pratt just, what a terrific ride, and it shows you how great he is. He put her in the race from the get-go. He wasn't going to let She Feels Pretty get that far away.
Yes.
And just, you know, and it's not easy to pass horses inside, as you know. And he just, it's just amazing. It was an amazing ride. It really was.
I'm glad to hear you say it. I traded texts with Brad Pegram, his dad Jim Pegram, who we're going to have on later in this hour. He's back at Del Mar hustling for Mike Smith this summer. But and I texted Frank Miramati and everybody, you know, when you see performances like this, you know greatness when you see it. Hey, I want to get to early Saratoga, what folks can look for. I heard Tom Amos saying something, and of course he's a top trainer in his own right, but he noted that, in his opinion, horses coming out of the most recent Churchill Downs meet, they really bear watching. He said he thought it was the toughest Churchill meet he's ever ran at in terms of the competition. Your thoughts on those horses maybe coming out of Churchill early at Saratoga?
Well, let's give Tom Amos some credit, because for years he'd come up here, and honestly, he had tough meets here. But last year his horses ran, and this year I think he has 3 wins already in the first 2 days. And he's right. The Churchill horses that are coming here are running. Usually they would need a race over the track.
Right.
That's not the case, Mike. They're all firing. They came here ready to run, and they're outdoing the New York horses at this point.
Okay, so today, main track turf, give us the way they're listed and what you're looking for through the afternoon.
Well, there's no rain expected till later, maybe after the races. It's not going to rain during the races. They're off the turf with the exception of the stake race. The stake race stays on the grass. That's the 9th race. It's the quick call. It's a sprint race. Everything else comes off the turf. There are scratches, but again, most of the fields stay intact, so that's good news.
And just to backtrack a little bit, Chad Brown was so quick to give credit to the guy he came up under, Bobby Frankel, who won this race twice, apparently. And here's Chad winning it 10 times, and he's still kind of deferring credit. By the way, Pratt had 5 overall yesterday, right?
No, not yesterday.
Friday.
Friday.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. The days start running on top of each other. Yesterday, it was the Ortiz and Pratt show for
that's
the
it.
Most part, and a couple of jocks won two other races on the card. But other than that, it was all the Ortiz brothers or Pratt.
All right, John, how about a best bet? And then for hour two, we're going to Gulfstream. But right now, you're going to focus on Saratoga. 10 of them today. First post time, 1:10 Eastern. Where are you going?
Let's go to the 10th and final, which is a mile now on the main track. And there are a ton of late scratches, but there are still 8 horses left in the race because they have some MTOs there that drew in. So that's good news. I like the number 2 horse in here, Vino Samara. This is a 3-year-old filly from the Mark Henning barn. Johnny V aboard to ride. The 8-1 morning line, I guess, was for the turf, so I have no idea what the odds are going to be, but I'm sure she'll be shorter than the 8-1. But I like number 2, Vino Samara, to win today's 10th and final out at Saratoga.
Okay, and again, we're entering right now for opening day Friday at Del Mar. What can folks look for at JONHARDOON.com moving into this next week?
Well, we have every day something up, with the exception, obviously, of Monday and Tuesday. But Saratoga does run Wednesday through Sunday. So, usually they start back on Thursday and are dark for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But up here in Saratoga, they run on Wednesdays. Then, obviously, over the weekend, we'll have Saratoga, Del Mar, and we'll have Monmouth because Haskell runs next Saturday.
That's right.
Haskell. That comes early in the meet this year, so that's good because a lot of those horses that want to come back and run in the Travers, well, now they'll have an opportunity to do so.
Stay tuned. I've got Aaron Wellman, who heads up that team with journalism, winner of the Santa Anita Derby and Preakness at the top of the next hour. John, you'll have opening day for Del Mar up when at the website?
Thursday afternoon, noontime on West Coast time, so plenty of time to get your stuff.
Okay, we got a mandatory payout at Gulfstream. You're going to take us there in hour two. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Indeed, you as well. Let's sail on out to a guy I've worked with for many years, Tom Robbins, Vice President of Racing at Del Mar, a busy guy this morning with entries for Friday opening day. Hey, Tom, good morning. How's everything down there?
Good morning, Mike. Everything's great. We started having horses arrive late last night, so we finished, as you know, the San Diego County Fair last Sunday, a week ago.
Yeah.
And the transformation that's taking place during this last week is just incredible. I've been doing this a lot of years, and how this thing together from a major fair to a major race meet is simply incredible.
Tom, we're visiting with Tom Robbins, Vice President of Racing. You and I haven't talked on the phone in a little while. Has anybody told you now that as you get a little bit older, you're sounding more and more like Jimmy Stewart? Well, I don't. We've got opening. I'm kidding, Tom.
I love Jimmy Stewart. I appreciate that.
First class guy. Did you ever meet him?
I actually did.
I knew it.
I did during my days at Hollywood Park.
Yeah, he used to come out with My Howard. I don't know if you remember her, but she was, I believe, a niece of C.S. Howard, the guy who owned Seabiscuit.
I remember My Howard.
She was a piece of work. Hey, listen, speaking of age, we've been talking a lot about the passing of, a giant in our game, Dwayne Lucas, and then John Harris passed away a week ago Thursday. A giant as an owner breeder here in California. We had a guy that you have known so well since, you were a little guy. Your dad, the late legendary veteran, Dr. Jack Robbins, original board member of the Oak Tree Racing Association, he kept a horse named John Henry going. He was trained through the great years by one Ron McAnally. Tom, I know he turned 93 on Friday, and I sure hope he's able to make it out to the races occasionally this summer.
Yeah, he will have a horse here, and we expect to see him a couple times a week out in the barn area.
Good.
He's still doing great. Yeah, 7-11, turned 93.
Yeah, that's on his license plate, so it's got to be true. Hey, we're entering, as we mentioned, today for opening day, but can you tell us, I looked in the condition book, which naturally I can't find as I'm babbling on here. Day one, race three in the book, there's a maiden dirt bonus. It's three-year-olds and up, short, I think it's six or six and a half furlongs. The purse, Tom, is $100,000. Can you expand upon the maiden dirt bonus and the other incentives that get these purses to where they are in the book?
Sure, Mike. What we've done, and we've tried to specialize some programs for Del Mar, the well-known Ship and Win program, which I think we're in our 15th year, has proven successful through all the years. We've discovered, you know, in recent years, and it's not just happening in California, but all across the country, that it becomes more and more difficult to fill dirt races. And so we started a program called the Maiden Dirt Bonus Program, and about 98% of our horses or trainers are eligible to the program. So they're running for 25% more purse money. Yeah, in these races. And it's, you don't have to win. It's just finishing first through fifth. And so just basically it's $100,000 for purse for these horses. You know, we generate purse money just solely on handle, on wagering. And we don't have the advantages that other states have to pump up their purse structures. They have outside sources of income that we don't yet enjoy in California. So we have to try to come up with creative ideas and spend money and budget money in other areas where we think it can make a difference. And certainly this is a program that's worked well for us. So, you know, essentially for most of our population out there, they're running for $100,000. So it's a good deal. You know, we try to pump it up as best we can. And, you know, we don't seem to have problems filling turf races. And the good thing, I was listening to you earlier talking about Saratoga and being off the turf. I don't want to jinx ourselves in California, but, you know, when we card a turf race, most of the time we can run.
Most of the time, yeah. Santa Anita, obviously, you know, winter, early spring, we do have issues, as everybody knows. Speaking of issues, Tom, you know, we got a bunch of them here. A year ago at this time, the rumors were flying around that, well, maybe at long last we were going to get these historical racing machines. I haven't heard anything lately on that front, but I just got to say, but I want to get your take on it. Year to year, I think we're looking better coming into Del Mar than we were in 2024. And a major reason for that is this consolidation of racing between the North and South, as painful as that has been, but it's complete. And it's really helping to fuel increases in purses. We hear your stable area is going to be full. The overflow at Los Alamitos, they are full. I don't know about San Luis Rey Downs. You've again got the Breeders' Cup as an anchor early November. Just comparing year to year, where do you think you guys are at right now, Tom?
Yeah, no, we are encouraged. You know, what happened in Northern California, we would much prefer throughout the state to have two circuits. It with North and South racing through the years proved to be a much better setup than what we're currently dealing with. But, you know, we had to face the reality of shrinking populations. And again, this isn't just in California. This is happening all over. So the consolidation effort, you know, what that did for purses in Southern California, and we saw it at Santa Anita, and we saw it at Los Alamitos, and both successful racing periods of the year, that money that's wagered in the North flows south to pump up, to put a little more money into the purse programs in Southern California. They're wagering primarily on Southern California races. So instead of that money remaining in the North to support Northern California racing, it's flowed south. So we increased purses about 8% for the summer meet. It got us back to some pretty good levels. I mean, it's still difficult to compete with New York and Kentucky and the purse offerings that they have based on their outside sources of income. But you mentioned HHR, you know, I think behind the scenes, things are still trying to be worked out in California, and we keep our fingers crossed.
That's about all we can do at this point. I got to tell you this, Tom. I'm a big believer in a change in venue, because in this game, let's face it, you know it, you do a lot of losing in this game. And I think it helps everything when you move on to the next place. We don't do as much moving as we used to. But in talking to Horsemen, they across the board are buoyed by the fact that they don't have to sign up a couple of days in advance to work their horses. And they say, look, everything else, the Heiser regs, everything else is the same. But that one thing, it's a little thing, but it is a big thing. It gives a trainer a little more latitude. And in my opinion, a little bit more respect. Like, hey, you know what you're doing with your horse. Have you guys been under any pressure to go to that sign-up situation with Morning Works, Tom? And if so, why have you opted not to go to it?
No, we haven't really been under that pressure. I mean, we started before Heisa came into existence. We started hiring additional veterinarians, and we have additional veterinary scrutiny that I think has done very well. And yeah, we are respectful of our horsemen. And that's not to say that Santa Anita isn't respectful either. But, you know, they went through some tough periods of time. I can't argue with what they're doing. But what you originally said to start this conversation, Santa Anita goes through a 6-month period of racing. And that is tough. And a change of venue. It wasn't that many years ago when, that meet would end in mid-April and on to Hollywood Park.
Yeah.
And end of Hollywood Park on to Del Mar. So, that's a long period of time to sustain and keep people involved in racing. I think they do a very good job at what they're faced with. They've had, like we talked earlier, they've had a good year. Los Alamitos has had a... They just finished their meet. They had a good 3-week period of racing, and we hope to maintain and continue and keep this ball rolling into the fall.
How important is having the Breeders' Cup once again at Del Mar? I think it's a huge plus for the entire Southern California circuit. It kind of anchors things. Your thoughts on it, Tom? And is this your third year hosting it?
This is our fourth year.
Fourth, okay.
In 2021, last year, 2024, and this year. So, yeah, it didn't seem like that many years ago. I thought, Del Mar's never going to host a Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, right.
Fourth year. Mike, it absolutely anchors things for us. It's important to have it in California, whether it's at Santa Anita or Del Mar. It puts the focus on both Santa Anita and Del Mar and keeps horsemen interested, the local horsemen interested as well, but we do attract and seemingly have some success attracting some outsiders as well in some of the stakes races. So, yeah, no, it's a huge, huge deal.
Last thing, Tom, the Oceanside, the traditional opening day stake, it's restricted for 3-year-olds at a mile on turf. How many horses do you let run at a mile? I know you'll overfill.
Yeah, we're expecting, I think, between 10 and 12 horses. We used to split this race, and the reason it used to split is we didn't have a wide enough turf course to accommodate more than 10 horses, and that was up to 2014, and then we widened the course, and we can run 14. Obviously, that's a number that we run in some turf stakes races, and Breeders' Cup, we have to accommodate 14 as well, in stakes races. So it's looking like about 10 to 12. We have, a pretty good weekend. As you mentioned, we're taking entries this morning for opening day Friday, which is the traditional Oceanside Stakes. And then Saturday we have the Wicker, which is an overnight stake and a restricted race. And then the Grade 2 San Clemente.
Right.
And then the Oceanitas on Sunday. And they all look like they're going to be close to double digit, if not double digit numbers.
Awesome. And they're all a mile on the grass, Tom. First post 2:00, but on Fridays there's still an adjustment?
Yeah, we're at 4 o'clock for the first three Fridays, and then we shift to 3 o'clock as the sun starts changing a bit in the sky. So
exactly.
So, but that's it. But yeah, you can expect it 2 o'clock, and then near the end of the week, we jump to 1 o'clock again, shorter days.
Tom Robbins, enjoyed the time. Thank you, and hope to check back soon. Good luck with the entries this morning for Friday.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks.
You
thanks
bet.
For having me.
You bet. Folks, stay with us. Got a whole lot of shows straight ahead. John Lindo, next up, then Orlando Guterra is going to preview a big night at Los Alamitos with a pick six carryover of better than 16,000. Jockey agent Jim Pegram, Matthew DeSantis from Naira, they're all here in hour one. Don't go away.
Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallion's Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's Chemo's is a steak grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Hour 1 Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Speaking of Juan Hernandez, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, Juan's agent, top agent Craig O'Brien, going to be joining us early in the next hour. Let's get down to Carlsbad and say hello to John Lindo, who you can catch on air here every Saturday, Thoroughbred LA, 9 to 10, along with our good friend Bob Ike. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Michael, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You know, everybody kind of taking a deep breath, and I guarantee you we're all going to be jonesing for racing come 2 o'clock Friday afternoon down there where the turf meets the surf.
Today, which means the past performances from Daily Racing Form will probably be out later this afternoon. We can get to work. We got a few days ahead of time, and
I'm
looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting out to the – I'm going to head down to the racing office later this morning and just see how things look down there.
Yeah, really, really looking forward very much. And, boy, if you look at the purses here at Condition Book 1, they really are solid. And, you know, fingers crossed that we can, you know, keep going in the right direction here in Southern California. John, of course, you guys are going to be on air next Saturday. I know you're going to be talking about the Haskell journalism, a big work yesterday at Santa Anita. We understand in 1:12 for three quarters was the official time. I understand Michael McCarthy actually had him a little bit quicker than that, but you guys are going to have plenty to talk about on Saturday morning.
Right, and I believe Goal Oriented, who worked in 1:12 this weekend for Bob Baffert, I think he's going back for the Haskell as well. So
yep.
Between the Haskell and that full card at Monmouth, we'll have Saratoga still going. We got Del Mar in the afternoon. It's dawn to dusk with Los Alamitos at night too. So we'll be busy. I'm looking again. I better rest now because we're going to be busy.
No doubt about it. And listen, while we're talking here, want to get folks thinking about if they've got mares, really start thinking about next year, and hopefully things are going to continue on the upswing. And think about Legacy Ranch and a tremendous new stallion for California, Forbidden Kingdom, a multiple Grade 2 winner on both turf and dirt. His San Felipe in 2022 was off the chart on the strength of that race, a double-digit victory. He was made the even money favorite in the Santa Anita Derby. $5,000 introductory fee, live full. Terry Knight calls the shots up there at Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch. The number to call, let Terry take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle, 510-928-4980. And, John, I know you've been to the farm many times.
But if you've never been to a working horse farm, you should try and make schedule a visit up there. I think everybody would be shocked and pleasantly surprised at the care, the quality of the services, and what these horses go through. You know, we'll see that on that upcoming All Access TV segment that they're going to be doing with Andy Garcia. And I tell you, when you get a chance to this summer at Del Mar, pay a close eye to all those Calvert Stakes races they have for this Golden State program. And you're going to see a lot of the clubhouse rides from Legacy Ranch involved in those as well. It is a solid program, and the Calvert Stakes program at Del Mar is really super.
Clubhouse Rides had a tremendous run at stud at Legacy. Again, folks, if you've got mares, you're thinking about jumping into this great game, give farm manager Terry and I a call at Legacy Ranch in Clemens, California, 510-928-4980. And, John, I also heard yesterday from Steve Johnson, who manages the race book up at the South Point, said, predictably they're a little bit slow now, but come Friday, they will be wall-to-wall with Del Mar opening day and so on. He says, hey, give us a call toll-free at 866-780-RACE or 780-7223. A lot going on at the South Point, and I know you're a frequent visitor there as well.
Yeah, we were out there last weekend for the 4th of July holiday, and Steve Johnson will be a ship and win at Del Mar August the 2nd, so he'll be out here. And if you're at Del Mar and you want to meet Steve, find me and I'll introduce you.
John, let's try and chop a little wood. Again, a lot of scratches at Del Mar due to the most all the races coming off the grass. Your thoughts here, do you want to stick with Saratoga or go someplace else for your pick?
Yeah, I had this card today with the intention of all those non-stakes races on the turf coming off. So let's go to race 7, which is off the grass. Number 1, Little Lang, I think handles any kind of surface, drops in and finds a good spot here. Blinkers on from the rail. I think this horse falls into a good spot right behind the speed. The rail was dynamite yesterday on that sealed main and the sloppy main track. So assuming that the track plays the same, I think this is the right trip here. 6-1 on the morning line. Riders switch to Flavie in front. That never hurts. It's number 7, number 1, Little Lang at Saratoga.
Okay, terrific. And I know you guys had a cowbred of the week for yesterday, John, but let's hold off. We'll have something fresh for next weekend. And, Blake, I just can't say enough about the support we've gotten over the years from everybody at the CTBA. And they're still trying to reconnoiter and everything else, but we're hearing good things about Harris Farms, even with the passing of John Harris, who headed things up there for decades. A lot of positive energy, people getting optimistic again about the entire situation here in California. Encourage folks to go to CTBA.com for more on the story about owning and breeding here in the state of California, John.
Absolutely. And, you know, the California breeding program is so important to the day-to-day cards at the Del Mar, San Diego, the entire circuit. So we need to support these guys. And you know, when they run for good money, it's a good thing for all of us.
No question. Hey, John, enjoyed the time, and looking forward to you and Bob on air Saturday 9 to 10 to be talking about opening weekend at Del Mar and so much more.
Looking forward to it, and we'll talk to you from Del Mar next Saturday on the air.
Okay, terrific. John Lindo, and now we slide down Catella here in the OC to Los Alamitos Racecourse. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, good morning. I understand you've got a nice pick six carryover tonight. Under the lights, 8 races. You get underway at 5:15. That pick six will be races 3 through 8.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Yeah, you're right. The carryover, nearly over $16,000, nearly $16,200. So we should have a pool close, a total pool close to $100,000. So a really hefty pool there. And like you mentioned, the pick six sequence begins in race number 3. So post time for race number 3 is 6:11. Look for a couple of Craig Velassi horses in there that look pretty solid in that race, and we'll continue with some really nice races. We have some really sharp 2-year-olds that will be racing later on the card, including a horse that qualified to the Kindergarten Futurity Relentless Trick. So a solid card tonight at Los Alamitos. It all gets started at 5:15 p.m. in a nice pick six total pool. And I'm going to say it's going to be around $100,000 for that total pool.
Before we get a best bet under the lights, everybody, one of their favorite nights of the year, the Wiener Nationals at Los Alamitos. Can you give us a little recap?
Oh, it was a blur. It happened so fast. It was so packed. It was such a fun night at Los Alamitos. If you've never been to Los Alamitos, a Weenie Dog night, oh, you have to make it there because it is just so special. And one of my favorite moments of the entire year is hearing that crowd cheer for the horses as they come around the turn on that first race that we run on that night, because so many of them have never seen a live race. And just to hear that cheer happening, it just makes you realize that so many people can really love this game if they just get exposed to it. And on a night like the Weenie Dog night, so many people get to experience it for the first time. George Duarte, who does the charts at Los Al from with Equibase, he said that for race number 2,
That was the loudest he's ever heard a crowd cheer as horses were turning for home. So on a nighttime program. So
nice.
That was really good to hear.
That is awesome. One other item of business, and it's not good a little bit. Ruidoso Downs, Orlando, your sister track, you know, Mile High in New Mexico, site of the biggest quarter horse race in the country for so many years, the All-American Futurity. For the second year in a row, they're having to move that to Albuquerque Downs. Devastating flash flooding for the second summer in a row. 20-foot high wall of water. Are you guys hearing from horsemen there? Are people trying to get out to Los Alamitos? If so, is there room for them? What's going on?
You know, we have received, our racing office has received calls for from trainers interested in coming out. I am not aware of all the details. I know Steve Anderson has done some terrific reporting on this monsoonal storm that just wiped away the season at Ruidoso Downs.
Terrible.
He mentioned Chris O'Dell as a possibility of coming out, sending some horses. He's done that the past few years. Right after the Ruidoso season wraps up, he sends a nice string of horses for the Golden State Million Futurity, the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity, and some of the other races. So, you know, I think we're going to see some of those type of trainers, the ones that usually come out for those big futurities, making those calls and maybe setting up shop here earlier. But again, nothing definite. I'm not aware of anybody 100% definite coming, but
yeah.
I'm sure that the racing office is being pretty busy.
Keep us posted. Now, a best bet tonight on the 8 race card in Los Alamitos.
I'm going to go to race number 4, Mike, and number 6, Supersonic Flyer, for one of the top connections of races around the turn here at Los Alamitos. Trainer Jesus Udanga and jockey Ricardo Ramirez. This horse ran third in a race during the daytime meet here at Los Alamitos at 5.5 furlongs. And the reason why he was third, he actually had the lead in that long, long stretch. And he just, you know, he was working his butt off, ended up running third. They caught him there at the end. So a shorter stretch run this time around. And he's won a couple of races here at Los Al at nighttime. So I think he'll get the job done. He draws really, really well. He's an experienced horse. Has won 10 times here at Los Al. I'll go with the 6, Supersonic Flyer, 7-2 on the morning line in race number 4.
Post time for that, 6:39 Pacific. You'll tee it up at 5:15 Pacific. A pick 6 carryover, better than 16,000, and the likelihood of a total pool in that pick 6 of about $100,000 tonight at Los Alamitos. Thank you, Orlando.
Thank you so much, Mike. Have a great day.
You bet. Late on the break, we'll take it. Coming back with veteran agent Jim Pegram. He represents Mike Smith at Del Mar. And then Matthew DeSantis, hopefully going to make us some money again at Saratoga Racecourse. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for one of our biggest nights of the year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 26th. It's a night of stakes action featuring the top Calbreds in the country. Top races include the Governor's Cup Futurity, led by the Grade 1 stakes placed filly French Valley, and the ageless Cattail Cove, expected to chase his eighth career stakes race. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Remember, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations during the Del Mar meet, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Hey, fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or go to HorseRacingSimple.com. 2 hours of Thoroughbred Alley. Don't forget Aaron Wellman on behalf of Santa Anita Derby and Preakness Stakes winner Journalism. Going to be joining us top of the next hour. Talk about his ship back to Jersey to be running in the Haskell at Monmouth next Saturday. Right now we get to Del Mar and say hello to an old friend of mine, jockey agent Jim Pegram, down from Gardnerville, Nevada to represent Mike Smith this summer. Hey, Jim, good morning. How's it going?
Morning, Mike. Well, I'm at Del Mar. Everything's great.
Yeah, and you got your pencil sharpened, you know, and your toolbox is ready to start accepting mounts, right?
I'm taking the mothballs off, Mike. I'm ready.
Yeah, I called you yesterday, Jim. I couldn't help it because you were telling me years ago about Flavion Pratt, what you thought of him. And it's come full circle. A reigning Eclipse champion jockey shattered all the records a year ago at Saratoga, And what an unbelievable stretch run he prevailed aboard the Chad Brown trained Excellent Truth in the Grade One Diana yesterday. I know you're just a huge admirer of his, and of course your son Brad represents him. But let's talk Mike Smith. At this stage of his career, I mean, he's always been known as Big Money Mike, but I know he's looking to ride more, is he not?
Yeah, no, absolutely. He's dead fit, Mike. Mike's amazing. I mean, he works out all the time, and he's dead fit, and he's still got that drive.
Very much so. Does he ride the Oceanside on opening day?
No, I don't have anything for the Oceanside.
Okay, what about the first 3 days? Any of those stakes? Anything we can isolate and bet on, Jim?
Mike, I can't tell you anything to bet on. I do. You told me to try to handicap something, so I got a horse in the seventh race at New York that Linda Rice, she's a master of entering horses.
Okay.
On the dirt only, so that's my pick. Just Licorice.
Seventh race today, Saratoga. Just Licorice, trained by Linda Rice.
Yeah, and Mike rides a horse in the San Clemente that's very live for Jason Thomas.
Okay. That guy's
Jonathan Thomas.
Jonathan Thomas, and he is a force on grass these days. That'll be Saturday, the $200,000 Grade Two San Clemente. We'll look for Mike Smith on a Jonathan Thomas trainee. Jim Pegram, man, it's great hearing your voice. Great to have you down here. Enjoy the summer and many winners with Mike Smith. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
You bet. As advertised, we're joined once again by Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. And, hey, Matthew, on behalf of the listeners, thank you very much. Wow, what a winner a week ago at Saratoga, race 6. Downtown Chanel came back $18.40. I hope you were active.
I was very active that day. I was at Nick Nito's barn, and I said, Nick, hold on. I got to get a bet in real quick. So it was a lot of fun.
Indeed, but that's turf history. What can we look forward to today?
Well, today, listen, I really like the horse in race number 6, 4:02 p.m. Eastern time, 1:02 p.m. Pacific. It's an off-turf race, but it's a two-year-old maiden race. A lot of the horses, almost all of them but one, stayed in the race. I really like the number 4, Malice, for trainer Todd Pletcher. Now, he's 0-11 to start the meet, but I think he's got a good one to run in the first race today, and I think he's going to have a really good shot here. Malice is 8-1 on the morning line, the number 4 horse. Blinkers are coming on. This horse had a debut race already. One of the things we've seen with some of these two-year-old races up here at Saratoga, as promising as the first-time runners are, a lot of these winners have been ones who are running second-time or third-time out and have experience. I love that with the number 4 Malice, 8-1 on the morning line. Joel Rosario up on the mount for Todd Pletcher. Like I said, I love the blinkers coming on. I think it'll keep this one focused. Just faded a little bit last time out. I think this is the time to get this one. And like I said, if you get 8-1 on the Todd Pletcher horse at Saratoga, that's a pretty good deal.
And Malice is M-A-L-U-S. Post time for race 6, 4:02. You've got 10 of them today. We've already talked about the scratches. I want to talk to you briefly about the jock here, Joel Rosario. The brothers Ortiz, Flavion Pratt, man, they take up a lot of oxygen in the room. What about Joel's chances here for this meet at Saratoga this summer?
Yeah, I think he's got a good chance. I mean, he rides for Wesley Ward some of the times. He rides, occasionally for Miguel Clement now. And so, the thing about Joel is just when you think, oh, the Ortiz brothers, Flavion Pratt, all of a sudden you see Joel sneaking up the rail on a turf race. And, he just reminds you, he's a Hall of Famer for a reason. Obviously, with John Velasquez up here, too, it's tough. But he's going to get a lot of wins.
And one thing I picked up from the Naira broadcast, I think I read it earlier, good to have Jimmy Jurickins back in at Saratoga. He grew up there. And, of course, his dad, the legendary Alan Jurickins, the Giant Killer. And he's handling Kenny McPeak's string this summer at Saratoga. That's good news for everybody, Matt.
That's great news for everybody, and that string includes reigning horse of the year, Torpedo Anna, and last year's Kentucky Derby winner, Mystic Dan. So looking forward to seeing both of them up here at the spa this summer.
Get us signed up for NairaBets.com. How do we do it?
Absolutely. Go to the NairaBets app or go to NairaBets.com. You can use the promo code SPA200 for up to a $200 deposit match bonus. We got promotions every single day at tracks across the country and across the world, free handicapping betting tutorials, free expert picks, etc. just today, we got a 30% bonus on pick threes at Saratoga and Monmouth. So it's a great way to add a little bit more money to your pocket on winners.
All right, Matthew DeSantis, he says race six, Saratoga. It's number four, Malice. Matthew, have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
All right, we're going to step aside, and we'll be coming back strong. As mentioned, Aaron Wellman, on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbreds, be talking about journalism. He's getting on a bus heading to Monmouth Park to run a next Saturday's Grade 1 Haskell. Top agent Craig O'Brien, another top agent, Brian Beach, going to be joining us, talk about Kazushi Kimura and much more. This is Thoroughbred LA.
We're coming to your town. We're helping party it down. We're an American band.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for one of our biggest nights of the year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 26th. It's a night of stakes action featuring the top cowbreds in the country. Top races include the Governor's Cup Futurity, led by the Grade 1 stakes placed filly French Valley, and the ageless Cattail Cove, expected to chase his eighth career stakes race. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Remember, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations during the Del Mar meet, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The rags and sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the rags and sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Welcome back. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Wellman. We're getting up to Santa Anita right now, or thereabouts, I believe. And say hello to my good friend Aaron Wellman on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbreds, principal owners of Santa Anita Derby and Preakness Stakes winner, journalism. Aaron, I know that's got to sound pretty good. How are you feeling this morning?
Very well, Mike. Thanks.
Tell us about his work yesterday in preparation for the Haskell. And, of course, he comes off that big second-place finish to Derby winner Sovereignty in the Belmont. He's been at Santa Anita, which is where he worked yesterday. I know they gave him a time for 6 furlongs. Just tell us about the move with Umberto Rispoli up.
Yeah, look, it's hard to fault a good horse. He just goes out and does his job every single day, whether it's a routine gallop or a breeze, and obviously we've all seen what he's done come game day. But this was really designed for us to get a proper gauge on whether we really did have conviction that we would be ready to put him on a plane to head back east for the Haskell on Saturday. And he delivered as we had hoped. He spotted a good hard knocking middle level claiming horse like Phosphorescence about 2 lengths at the pole. Sat off him kindly, engaged about the quarter pole, and then Umberto was just loaded for bear down the stretch and edged clear at the wire. But what was really impressive about the work, as you would expect, is he went from the wire to the 7/8 pole in about 11 and 3 and kept going, and that's what we needed to see. Thankfully, touch wood, he cooled out well, scoped well, and if he looks good in the next 24 hours, he'll be on a plane for the Jersey Shore on Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning, along with Golarian, who's trained by Bob Baffert, they'll be facing each other back there at Monmouth Park on Saturday. Just to clarify, the horse was set down at the pole. That's the 5/8. That was the intention, and then to gallop out strong around the clubhouse turn, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And I believe the official work time on the tab was it 12 flat or 12 and change?
Yeah, they gave him 12 flat. We caught him a minute for 5/8 to the wire and out in 11 and change.
Yeah.
So it might have been a tick or two differentiation. But to the eyeball is really what we wanted to see, and he impressed. And then back at the barn, cooled out efficiently and seemed full of himself back in the stall, grabbing his feed rack and tearing down the barn. So that's what we wanted to see, and hopefully he can somehow sustain that incredible form that he's had all season.
Absolutely incredible. Full credit to Michael McCarthy, your trainer. Aaron, it's often said that a horse will tell you a lot through the feed tub and through all of this. I mean, he's such a fighter. He loves to be engaged. We've seen it in races. You know, the Preakness, it looked like he had no right to win that race, and he wins it. The Santa Anita Derby, short field, everybody knew where this horse was, and he had to wait forever to find room. He got it and won. But talk about his eating habits. What kind of a doer he's been through this really tough campaign, Aaron?
Yeah, I can't speak enough about the incredible job that Michael McCarthy's done with him and everybody around him at the barn as well. And, you know, you get your hands on a colt like this that, like you said, he's just such a good doer. Everything that you ask of him, he's willing. And he's not just willing. He does it at an elite level. And he goes out there. I mean, this horse was on the road for 6-some-odd weeks, ran in 3 classic races, performed at an elite level in each one of them, never missed an oat, traveled home, came back. We gave him a couple easy weeks just to try to rejuvenate him, even though he wasn't a horse that really looked like he needed, quote-unquote, rejuvenation or refreshing. But we wanted to give him an easy couple weeks, and he's come back the last 3 weekends and worked beautifully. You know, it's just so fortunate to be associated with a horse that allows you to actually enjoy a ride like we've been on with him, because he's just pressure-free, and that's because he's got an incredible mental and physical constitution. Mm-hmm. And I've touched a lot of wood in the last few months, and I'll continue to do so, that he just stays as sturdy and hickory as he's been.
Hey, Aaron, this is obviously a game where it's one day at a time, one step at a time. But the big three-letter word, if things go well next Saturday at Monmouth in the Haskell, what is the plan to get to the Breeders' Cup Classic first week in November at Del Mar? Where else would you prefer to run at this early point looking forward?
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm going to give you the old cliche. We're not really looking much past the Haskell on Saturday, and we're certainly not taking anything for granted. We hope he takes care of business as we expect for him to be able to, but certainly have a lot of respect for the colts that are going to be showing up fresh there in Monmouth. Beyond that, Mike, look, he's been on the road the better part of the last quarter of the year. We don't have the luxury of a 3-year-old series on the dirt here in Southern California, so we're going to send him on the road one more time with the hope that we could work backwards from the Breeders' Cup and stay on our home turf. And I'll let you read between the lines for that one. But, again, I don't want to get too far in front of our skis here. We got to take care of business in New Jersey next Saturday. It won't be easy. And then, you know, we'll pencil out a plan from there to get him to the Classic.
Right. What I'm hearing reading here is what you would prefer, things go well next Saturday in the Haskell, to go ahead and keep him in the Eastern time zone and then pick a race, you know, of your choosing, obviously, and then get him back with plenty of time to be 100% for the Breeders' Cup Classic at Del Mar. Am I close?
No, I think we might want to get him home in the Western time zone before that.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll stay tuned. Aaron, Eclipse Thoroughbred involved coast to coast. As you know, we're entering for opening day at Del Mar. Can we look for anything? People are they're already, you know, getting the juices flowing. They want to have some horses to bet on opening week at Del Mar. Do you have anything?
Ain't that the truth, Mike? Yeah, you know, we're going to be loaded at Monmouth on Haskell Day, not just journalism, but candied in the Molly Pitcher and corruption in the United Nations, so that's exciting for our partners.
What's the name of the horse in the Molly Pitcher, Aaron?
Her name's Candied. She's Grade 1 winner and multiple Breeders' Cup plays, really nice filly. She'll be in the Molly Pitcher, and Corruption, who was just 4th in the Manhattan, will come back in the United Nations. So we'll be loaded on Haskell Day there, hopefully. And then here we've got a great lineup at Del Mar. Opening day, we've got a filly that's a maiden that looks like she's ready to break through, named Auntie, who should run in a maiden special weight, long on the turf from Michael McCarthy. And then on Saturday, a fan favorite, Air Force Red, will run in the Wicker, along with a comebacking nice turf filly for Leo Powell named Hannah Buckle. So we'll be stacked with Leo Powell on Saturday. And then Sunday, we've got a filly that won the CTT 200C last year named Sunset Glory, who won her comeback race this year, and she'll run in the Oceanitas along with a nice allowance filly named Velocity as well. So hopefully the baby blue and black of Eclipse will be posing for winner circle photos on both coasts next weekend.
Hey, Aaron, thanks for your time. Knock wood. Everything stays cold from the knees down, and you get journalism on that airplane Tuesday, early Tuesday, and get him back to run in the Haskell on Saturday. Really looking forward to that and so much more. Thanks for your time. We'll stay in touch, Aaron.
Appreciate it. And appreciate all the support from the hometowners here in SoCal. This horse has been on the road playing road games for the better part of the season, but hopefully we'll bring him home and showcase him here in SoCal where everybody can enjoy him in person.
All right, we'll look for it. Aaron Wellman on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbreds, thank you, sir. Let's get up to Santa Anita on a very busy guy this morning with entries being taken for opening day Friday at Del Mar. Top agent Craig O'Brien, he represents Juan Hernandez, perennial leading rider here in Southern California. As we say, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Hey, Craig, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us.
Good morning, Mike.
Talk about Juan. He swept the stakes situation at that brief three-weekend meet over at Los Alamitos. Sharp Azteca a week ago yesterday, she was absolutely brilliant in taking that grade two Great Lady M. You got to be feeling good about the way the jock's coming into Del Mar attitudinally and everything else.
Yeah, he's a joy to work with, Mike. He's a good rider, good guy, and yeah, we're looking forward to another good Del Mar. I think this would be our fourth summer meet in a row if we were to win it.
And yeah,
seventh overall counting the fall meets.
The competition is tough, as you well know. You know, we got Antonio Fresu, who actually took the Hollywood meet here at Santa Anita. We mentioned Umberto Rispoli, Kazushi Kimura, and so on. So, you know, the top riders, and Juan is one of them. He likes to say he likes the competition. He told me a long time he liked riding with guys like Frankie Dettori, Johnny V, Pratt. He said it makes you better, but it makes it tougher also, Craig.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. It's a good competitive group of jockeys we have here.
Let's take a look, if you don't mind, at what you're engaged with for opening day. How many do you think Juan is on?
I think we'll be on 8 of the 10 races.
Can you tell us who you're riding the Oceanside?
Jeff Mullins' horse, Artisius. Artisius, he won the Eddie Logan, and then last year down Del Mar, he won the juvenile and then actually won another stake and got disqualified. So we'll ride him opening day, and then we'll ride Jeff Mullins filly in the Oceanitas that just won the Unbridled Sydney at Churchill Downs by about 5, beating a pretty good filly. Richie Baltus was in the race, A.G. Bullet.
Exactly. The Oceanitas will be on Sunday, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And in between, San Clemente will ride one that's been second, her last stake for Richard Mandela, Amaretta.
Okay. And what's your plan? Is Juan, are you guys intending to stay home at Del Mar as much as you can, or is he going to be shipping out of town at all?
He's got some things we'll probably go out of town for. One would be the filly you mentioned, Sweet Azteca. Probably run Travers Day in the Ballerina. Probably have some in the Travers, but I don't know who it would be now. But we probably have some in the Travers.
Interesting. I got to ask you this, Craig. We mentioned Ron McAnally just turned 93 on Friday. You're not up there in that league yet. But you've been going to Del Mar basically your whole life. How many summers have you actually been working down there now?
Well, from 72, so what's that, 72 to now, what's that, 53?
Yeah.
I've been coming to Del Mar since I was a little kid. My dad had a Hall of Fame jockey that I had a house right on the beach called Ralph Neves. You know, it was Longdon, Shoemaker, and Neves were the big three back in the 50s, even in the 60s.
Yeah.
And we tell people they didn't race on Sunday back then. And Ralph would always have a barbecue and a softball game. Some of the people
Unreal.
That would come on Sunday would be Lucy and Desi Arnaz, Harry James, Betty Grable, Jimmy Durante.
Unreal.
That's how big Del Mar was and how big horse racing was
yeah.
back then.
It was the place for Hollywood to be in the Absolutely. Summer. There's no question about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. A guy that I met back in the mid-80s that not too many people know about him now, he was Bing Crosby's younger brother, Bob Crosby. And he had a band of his own, Craig, and used to be a Del Mar tradition on the old turf club veranda overlooking the paddock. They would have a welcome back party the first Thursday of the meet. And I was rooming with Trevor Demon down there in 86, and he was loathing it. He says, oh, my God, you got to come with me. There's just all these old people, and they want to talk about this and that. You know, I went, and I was so glad I did because Bob Crosby, the guy was unbelievably talented, Craig, and very few people knew about him because his brother cast such a massive shadow. But it was Bob Crosby and the Bobcats is what it was. But anyway,
you know, those guys that I mentioned, Harry James owned horses.
Yeah.
Lucy and Desi had a good filly called Amerigo Fancy, trained by Ralph West. All those people owned horses. There was another doctor that had a big house on the beach where my parents had their wedding reception, Dr. Mark Rablin, and he had a horse named after him years later, Dr. Mark R. So, I mean, up and down the beachfront of Delmar celebrities.
Yeah. And I heard stories about Desi and Lucy going to some of those parties. They were right on the beach, and Keith Stuku, who ended up training Ancient Title many years later, his wife Lillian would badger Desi, we want to hear Babalu. And, you know, the guy would roll his eyes. You can
the surf out there with the kids, little Ricky, into was on the TV shows.
Is that right?
Yeah. That was when he was going. You know who he was going with back then, Mike? Liza Minnelli. A lot of people don't realize that.
And that was Judy Garland's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been, like, I'd say probably around mid to late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah. Well, Craig, you've dropped a full compliment of names here. Really appreciate it. Hey, listen. Can't get enough of Juan Hernandez. We're looking forward to everything that's in store for him this summer at Del Mar. And hope you guys get off to a good start, Craig O'Brien.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. Have a good day.
All right. Top agent Craig O'Brien. And a quick word, folks, about Data Eel. It's here. An exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It is called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate horses in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free fun day at the races with the Data Eel. Anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or HorseRacingSimple.com. From one top agent to another, Brian Beach joins us right now, and he represents really one of the up-and-coming young talents in North America, former Eclipse Award winning apprentice when based at Woodbine near Toronto, Brian Beach. Hey, Brian, good morning, and I sure want to wish you well for Kazushi Kimura, just a dynamic young talent. I know you got to have a lot of business.
Good morning, Mike. You hit it right on the nose there. I believe he is one of the largest, biggest rising young, you know, talents in the country. And
yeah,
we're hoping to kind of capitalize on the momentum that we had at Los Alamitos, you know, that we got from Los Alamitos, and bring it over to Del Mar, and hopefully we can be, you know, competitive in the top two or three in the standings and see what happens.
He's incredibly dedicated, incredibly talented, great judge of pace, fearless, strong finisher. I mean, he checks every single box. But Kevin Modesty in the Southern California News Group papers wrote, I thought, a tremendous column on him a week ago Friday, and he talked about his just comprehensive dedication, and it was really underscored during this injury that he sustained last winter at Santa Anita. Broke a leg in a starting gate mishap, and he made the most of his idle time. Touch upon it, Brian.
Yeah, he left no stone unturned during his injury, Mike. He was very determined to get back to health as fast as possible, get back to racing, and he went out and bought some equipment, set up a home gym in his garage, and he did some stem cell therapy, went to Costa Rica for that. He bought every gadget known to man, all the red lights and all the, you know, therapeutic
right,
instruments that you could buy to help him out, and you know, it was almost 3 months until he was able to come back. But, you know, from the severity of the injury, what it turned out to be, you know, that probably was a little faster than the norm.
They had to put a screw in to reconstruct the leg, right?
Yeah, he actually put two screws on a plate.
Wow.
In the ankle. And, you know, at first we didn't think it was that bad. The doctor here at Santa Anita, you know, thought it could be just some severe bone bruising. And, you know, so we were very hopeful just to, you know, continue riding that weekend, take a day or two off and then come back. We had Big City Lights and a couple other real good mounts that weekend.
Yeah.
And all the icing and everything that he did at home didn't help. And so then we had to go see a doctor and found the details of what was kind of hidden behind all the swelling.
And that really set you back because of the fact that you hadn't had that definitive diagnosis. The rehab was delayed. But, hey, he's come back. Talk about your business. I know you've been filling your card up for opening day. Can you talk about a horse or two over the weekend?
Yeah, sure. We're taking entries today for opening day, and he should be riding most of the races. As always, at Del Mar, you know, you get enthusiasm at the entry box, so some of the races will overfill, so you don't always know if you're going to get in. But he's got a horse called Genius Jimmy that should be tough in the two other van that day. He's got a horse called Bodhi Zaffa for Jerry Hollendorfer in the Oceanside. And we got a couple, you know, other horses that we like. And so, we'll just see. But hopefully we can get off to a good start and win a race or two.
I sure hope you do. And, again, his dedication, what is Kazushi now, 24?
25.
25 years old. And it was 2 years ago, Brian, if you remember, I tried really, really hard. I thought we had a shot to get him on the field here at the Big A for a photo op with Shohei Ohtani. And then when he ran second, what was he beating, a nose in the Santa Anita Derby with really a B-list horse coming over from Japan. He rode a tremendous race. I thought maybe we had a chance then, but we just couldn't quite get it done. I just kept thinking of the old Shoemaker-Chamberlain photo. You know, they did an ad campaign for Buick. And
I remember that,
Remember the juxtaposition? Here's Shoe like 4'5", and Wilt's 8 feet tall. I mean, it would have been a great photo here and certainly back home.
Yeah.
We're looking for big things in the future and in the immediate future from Kazushi Kimura, Brian Beach. And we're going to stay in touch. Wish you all the best this summer and get you on again real soon.
I appreciate it, Mike. Appreciate all your support, and keep doing a great job promoting racing. We all appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Good luck. Let's get back to Santa Anita right now and say hello to our good friend Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. What's going on?
Morning, Mike. The last few days, there's two horses, local horses, prepping for the Travers of Monmouth Park, which is next Saturday. That being Journalism, who this is his fourth race, will be his fourth race in 11 weeks. He worked yesterday 6 furlongs with in 112 flat with Umberto Rispoli up and looked really good. I thought it was pretty solid. He had two drills previous to that. They both were good. He's gotten, you know, he's moved forward each drill. He's had obviously an arduous campaign, but I think he'll be okay. The other horse is Goal Oriented, who
for Bob Baffert.
For Bob Baffert, a massive son of Not This Time. Boy, oh boy, he's doing really well. He's had 258s and a 59 flat. I would suspect they're going to be a lot more aggressive with him, try to get him to the lead. The way he's trained, he's come bounced out of the Preakness fantastic. Maybe he can turn the tables on Journalism. We shall see. But I do think that he will be ridden more aggressively. And he's such a big guy. As we go forward through the summer and he grows a little more into his body, I think it'll be even a more impressive presence on the stakes circuit.
Okay, interesting. And obviously you're going to be shifting down to Del Mar. The main track opens up down there on Tuesday. And right. I think everybody's off the grounds at Santa Anita. Is it by Monday night or a little bit later in the week?
No, they're going to close it Friday.
Friday.
And they're going to keep the track open through Tuesday or Wednesday, as I understand it. But I shall be in Donna Del Mar either Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on what the tabs tell me up here. So, yeah, we're ready for the cool ship. It's hot in the San Gabriel Valley, as you know, well know.
Well aware. Andy, I keep having guys tell me, hey, ask Andy, we hear he's retiring. I said, well, all I know is he's good through Del Mar. What's going on with Andy Harrington and NationalTurf.com?
Well, my tentative plan is at Del Mar Fall to pull the plug on the daily workout report. I have a Substack. It's andrewharrington.substack.com, which is going to be a once a week kind of offering, having like the best 8 to 10, 10 to 12 drills each week, and then some trip notes. Just to lighten my workload. That's where I'm at now, but I shall be doing the same report for nationalturf.com through Del Mar Fall and through the Breeders' Cup as that meet includes.
Okay, hey, listen, I'll be down there at Del Mar on a few early mornings. I'll look for you on the fourth floor. You, Gary Young, good Toby Terrell, I guess, does it from the press box down there because he's actually working for DMTC. Always a pleasure, Andy Harrington, and look forward to some good stuff coming off the watch real soon. Folks, you can catch him at nationalturf.com. His name is Andy Harrington. Andy, thank you. Have a great day, and good luck down there at the seaside. All right, folks, stay with us. Next segment, Bruce Finkelstein had a really nice winner on air at Ellis Park yesterday with John Lindo and Bob Ike. We've got top agent Matt Nakatani. Yeah, the son of the Hall of Fame jock. He represents a guy named Umberto Rispoli. They got a lot of business for opening weekend, and hopefully we're going to get Matt to open up his toolbox for us and share a few things. This is Thoroughbred LA. Stay with us.
Radio. AM 830.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father.
Welcome back, and my sincere thanks to Chris Morneau and the amazing Elise Diaz inside here at the Big A in Anaheim, where the Angels once again take on the D-backs. Couple of big wins in a row. They get together today at 107. Angels pregame with Trent Rush at 12 noon. Let's get back to 500. Listen, folks, if you want to pick up 500 and hopefully more, stop by the Derby Room today at Fairplex Park. It is an absolutely tremendous facility, and a good chance you'll run into our good friend Bob Ike out there. He's quite often at the Derby Room, where they've got a tremendous food and beverage presentation, reasonable pricing, and their audio-visual second to none. Free parking and admission year-round at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, and they've got an outstanding line of clerks there as well. Pat Markey, Mike Duran, Randy and Terry McFadden, Michelle Sanford, and a ton of self-service machines. You understand what I'm saying? Get out to the Derby Room, and you're going to have a lot of fun camaraderie with like-minded people. And if you're a little bit hungry on the way home, why not stop by Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne? Just head up White to Foothill, turn left, and then make a left at D Street into the shopping mall there, right next to Stater Brothers, behind In-N-Out Burger. That is Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. Can't say enough for the support Doug and Daniel have offered the show. Like Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza, at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. Well, we would ordinarily go to Las Vegas at this time, but I'm told he is in Metro LA, he being Bruce Finkelstein, who heads up BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. To be exact, El Segundo is where I am at right now.
Okay. Is that close enough to call it the South Bay, or borders it?
Yeah, kind of. It's very close to the airport. About a mile and a half away from the airport. A
lot of aerospace and some pretty good baseball players with the last name of Brett. Grew up around there, went to high school, and a good friend of mine, he's left us now, Daryl Cousins, was a major league umpire for many years. Listen, on behalf of the listeners, nice job yesterday. Ellis Park, the pea patch, you came up with Commanded along with John Lindo and Bob Ike, paid $7.12 to win. Thank you.
We'll take it. Yeah, the horse didn't even get off well, but still kind of powered home. She's a filly getting good right now.
No doubt about it. Well, listen, as you know, we're entering for opening day Friday at Del Mar. Before we get a couple of selections from you, Bruce, update us on the website and when the Del Mar stuff will be up and so on.
Thursday evening. I can't give you an exact time yet, but just check the website, Mike. When you hit, when you click on Bruce's picks, if it's up there, you're ready to go. So I'm shooting for, you know, mid evening sometime at the latest on Thursday night. As John said, we got a nice head start with the entries coming out today, so we'll have the PPs for a while. Really looking forward to digging into that. And, you know, this is probably the best time of the year if you're a handicapper between Del Mar and Saratoga. It's, you know, high level racing, both in California and in New York.
I don't know if you heard earlier, but I passed along something Tom Amos said yesterday on Fox, you know, the NYRA team there. They do such a great job. But he said, in his opinion, and he's been running a lot in Kentucky, he said he thought this most recent Churchill Downs meet was the toughest meet there at Churchill that he ever competed in. And it's his opinion that early on at Saratoga, those horses that might have finished underneath at Churchill, they bear watching here at Saratoga.
No doubt about it, and especially in the dirt races, Mike. I think those horses can run with anybody in the Kentucky circuit. So, yeah, I mean, look at the purses. They were enormous, and they were getting horses from everywhere, all over the country, even a lot of Southern California. Barnes were running horses at Churchill Downs and Keeneland. So I totally agree with Tom on that one. And, look, their year-round product is excellent. I follow it year-round except for Turfway Park. That's the lone exception. Even that has improved quite a bit since Churchill Downs has bought Turfway. So you better take a close look at the runners that come from Kentucky.
Well, I know Turfway, the former Latonia, it's synthetic. It's tough to get a stall there. I know that. The purses are such. I mean, it's tough to get in. Anyway, let's try and get in 2 days in a row on radio. Are you going to go back to Ellis Park? Where do you want to go?
Yeah, let's go with a local trainer, Mike. In the eighth race, we're talking 7 furlongs for allowance fillies, and Phil D'Amato has a runner in here by the name of Dare to Fly, who he acquired after breaking maiden at Oaklawn Park. Significant maiden-breaking win. Not only was a nice off-the-pace win, Mike, she beat a runner by the name of Mandela, who came back to break maiden after that start. She won an allowance race where? At Ellis Park yesterday. So she beat a very good horse 3 races ago. She's had a couple of route races, one good, one not so good. I think she's much better around one turn. There is a little bit of pace. She kind of launches from mid-pack. She doesn't get too far out of it. I think she's going to love the turn back in distance. Maybe a little easier field today. So in the eighth race, the 3, Dare to Fly at 5-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and post time for race 8 at Ellis is 3:12 Central. Play number 2, Bruce.
How about a long shot at, we're going to go with a long shot in New York in the 5th race, Mike. 25,000 claimers sprinting. I like the bottom horse here. The 8, Big Gain, a former Southern California runner who got very good sprinting. He had been a middle distance horse, and if you go 3 and 2 races back, he had won consecutive races at Oaklawn, one at Aqueduct. I really liked his wide extended run win from off the pace. Last out, he tried some salty starter allowance races, and that was a one-turn mile. The 3-5 shot won the race, Mr. Papa Giorgio. He didn't embarrass himself, but he was up close. That's not where he wants to be. This is a horse that wants to make one run There is ample speed, even though there's only seven left in this race. I think there's ample speed to set it up this closer. I love the draw. Race 5 at Saratoga, the 8th. Big game listed at a tasty 12-1 on the morning line.
And that goes at 3:27 Eastern. Folks, late Thursday, go to betonbruce.com, and everything will be up, including the opening day Friday card at Del Mar. Bruce, safe travels getting back to Vegas. Thank you.
Looking forward to it. Talk next week.
All right, a guy we haven't talked to in a while on air joins us now, top agent Matt Nakatani. He represents Umberto Rispoli, having the best year of his career. Hey, Matt, good morning. How are things?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Understand the jock took some time off, at the end of that Hollywood meet at Santa Anita. He was at Santa Anita yesterday to work journalism. Just talk about Umberto and how he comes into this summer season at Del Mar, Matt.
Yeah, listen, we're excited for what's coming. Usually the best part of our season is going down to Del Mar, and like I said, it's something we look forward to every year. This year is going to be a little different as far as our schedule goes.
Right.
Just based on when you have a lot of good horses, my philosophy is to follow the good horses. And we're going to do a little bit of traveling. So we're going to do our best to get them out to Del Mar as much as possible. But at the same time, you'll see them out of town a lot too.
Yeah. And getting that national exposure, which I got to believe is something Umberto's, wanting. You'll certainly be out of town on Saturday, Knockwood, to write journalism in the Grade 1 Haskell. Your thoughts on how he went yesterday? They gave him 112 flat for 6 furlongs.
Listen, he's from day one, he's been a very honest horse, and we're very excited. He does everything right. He's just one of those horses that, like, nothing really fazes him, and an exceptional workhorse. He's an exceptional racehorse, and all systems go for next Saturday. It's kind of a late decision to go. Had to deal with a little juggling of, I had some good horses running at Del Mar that day, but for horse life journalism, obviously travel anywhere in the country for him.
You're staying as close as you can. I can't help myself. I'm going to digress just a little bit. I saw Charles Barkley attempt to swing a golf club yesterday up there. I think it's Edgewood at Lake Tahoe. They've had that charity celebrity tournament for many years. Your dad played in it a couple of times, and I remember one year at Hollywood Park, he was head-to-head in the standings, and your dad just informed him, no, don't take any calls that day. I'm going to Lake Tahoe. And, Meldahl was not happy about it. I don't know if you remember that as a kid or not, but golf has always been a huge passion for your dad.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember those days because it was our one family vacation a year.
Really?
That we go to Lake Tahoe. It's still one of my favorite places in this country.
Yep.
And actually, I've gone 2 out of the last 3 years. I was going to go again this year to the tournament, spend a week there just, easing in.
Hang out.
A little, my girlfriend and I.
Yeah.
And because journalism was working, I decided to cancel it and stay here to watch both work.
Good man. Hey, you got the rest of your life to go to Lake Tahoe. A horse like journalism, man, they don't come along too often, Matt Nakatani. Yeah, last thing, sure. I'm late on the break. Is there anything besides journalism we can bet on this weekend? I don't care if it's Monmouth or whatever, with Umberto Rispoli aboard.
Coming up this week, the main thing, obviously, is tough to get in these races at Del Mar with the field, just overflowing fields and whatnot. But I really like a filly, I would say, that's supposed to run on Sunday. Got two nice fillies on Sunday. Her name is Medoro in Oceanitas for Peter Earn, as well as a filly in an allowance race named Slick. She's coming off a little layoff, but she's training unbelievable right now. So
what's,
really excited.
Matt, what's the name of the allowance filly?
Slick.
Slick?
Slick for Phil D'Amato.
Okay, for Phil D. Matt Nakatani, man, thanks for the time. Wish you all the best. And get up to Tahoe when business allows, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be there. Don't worry.
Okay, good luck to Umberto. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to go ahead and hit this break right now. Final segment, and we'll come back strong with Toby Callett and then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. From Saratoga Springs, this is Thoroughbred LA on AM 830, the home of the Angels, and worldwide at thoroughbredla.com, live and archived. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for one of our biggest nights of the year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 26th. It's a night of stakes action featuring the top Calbreds in the country. Top races include the Governor's Cup Futurity, led by the Grade 1 Stakes Place Filly French Valley, and the ageless Cattail Cove, expected to chase his eighth career stakes race. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Remember, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations during the Del Mar meet, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, listen, folks, we head into summer. A lot of people going to be out of town. You don't want stuff going wrong of any kind, especially plumbing at the house or if you own a commercial building. Why not give my friends at Western Rooter in Arcadia a call, and they can go ahead and take a look at everything and tell you what's up, what you might need or not need. And if you have problems, they're the ones to call 24/7, year-round, 7 days a week. Western Rooter, family-owned by my good friends Larry and John Batala, along with Mike Glenn. The telephone number to call at Western Rooter, 626-648-5499. Hey, if you mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. All you really need to know about Western Rooter, go to their website, westernrooter.com, and you're going to see well over 400 five-star reviews, commercial, residential, you name it, they're on time and under budget. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And the best in the Southeast or wherever he may be, he's in the Western time zone now, joins us right now, Toby Khaled. Toby, good morning. Where are you?
San Jose.
Spartans.
You know the way to San Jose.
Yeah, exactly. A good friend of mine, Pat Markey, lead mutual clerk out at the Derby Room, was an all-conference lineman there at San Jose State, played with Carl Eckern and Steve DeBerg. But that's trivia. We need to make some money, and we're late on the clock here. Where do you want to go, Toby?
What a surprise, but it's okay. I still love you. Okay, here we go. Race 8 today, it's off stream. I know they've got that force out again. The number 2, Wink of an Eye, is making an enormous barn change. I expect her to go into orbit. Behind her, we're looking at the 4 Early Delivery, the 2 Bare Knee, and the 6 Bare Knee, and the 5 Carol's Honor. That's 2, 4, 6, 5. Get live in that Rainbow 6 Force out.
Okay, appreciate it. And post time for race 8, set at 4:44 Eastern. Safe travels as you work your way down to San Diego, Toby.
Thanks, Mike. See you soon.
Appreciate it. Take 2 now with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. And Toby opened things up. I know that's where John's going for hour 2, Gulfstream Park, with a mandatory payout. John, good morning again. How are you?
Good, Mike. Let's go to race number 7, the race before Toby, so I guess you can play a double. I like the number 8 horse in here, Smile Poe. This is a 3-year-old filly from the David Fox barn. All kinds of trouble last time out when breaking from the rail. Now draws an outside box. Miguel Vasquez aboard to ride. 7-2 on the morning line. Pick 6 single, number 8, Smile Poe, in today's 7th race at Gulfstream Park.
Smile Poe, and I have absolutely no idea what the weather's like down there today, John. Have you seen a forecast?
No, I haven't, but it's Tapita, so it doesn't matter, I guess.
Well, wait a minute. This race is at 5.5 on the grass, right?
No,
it's Tapita. Okay.
It's Toby and mine's favorite surface.
Have I heard that in spades. 7th race, John says it's number 8, Smile Poe. 4:10 Eastern is post time. Before we get along any further, John, again, a great deal of interest in both Saratoga and Del Mar. As I've said quite a few times, we're entering this morning for Friday opening day at Del Mar. Your stuff will be up at jonhardwon.com. When?
Always 12 noon the day before East Coast time, so you get a really good jump on it. So 12
yeah.
Eastern time in the afternoon, which is 9 o'clock, obviously, your guys' time. So plenty of time to include my handicapping with your handicapping.
And I got to ask you this, John. Are you on track every racing day now at Saratoga?
No. It's just too much.
Yeah.
It's too much to deal with there, Mike. When you got to go in there and use a credit card to buy a hot dog or a slice of pizza or a program,
no.
I don't want to deal with that.
No.
It's just ridiculous. It's a racetrack, Mike. Cash is king in racetracks.
I
go, obviously, 2 or 3 yeah. days a week, but for
wow.
the most part, I enjoy betting from home.
I hope the powers that be listen to you. I mean, I've run into this. High school football is one of my favorite things because there's no TV. The games move. I love watching guys that I think, well, that kid could be a prospect, this and that. I just enjoy it. And I tried to go a couple years ago, and they won't take my $20 bill, you know? Scan the code. I don't do that.
Mike, I had a friend that called me opening day. He couldn't get into the track because he didn't have a credit card on him. I had to go drive to the track to get him into the track. So that's crazy.
Yeah. Who could ever believe it? But I'm told they had a big crowd yesterday at Saratoga, and things will be heating up. There's no question.
Yeah, things are going to turn around. The weather's not going to stay like this for much longer, hopefully. Yep. And, you know, it's only been 3 days, so give it a chance. And, again, it's no one's fault. It's Mother Nature, and you can't fight with Mother Nature.
Hey, John, I'm looking forward to getting your Saturday thoughts with John Lindo and Bob Ike here on Thoroughbred LA, 9 to 10. So until we talk next Sunday, thank you so much. Good luck, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, again, my thanks to Chris Marneau, along with the amazing Elise Diaz. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to all of our sponsors that make it possible, and thanks to you. Good luck this summer. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.